Jelani Day's family, friends, and supporters from Illinois State University and elsewhere converged on Peru, Illinois, about an hour north of Bloomington Normal, in their search for answers in the ISU graduate student's death. Eric Stock was there today for a march and a drive-by demonstration. How big of a gathering was it?
Well, Charlie, it was mostly a vehicle procession. It was difficult to see how many people were involved total, but there were several dozen vehicles that were lined up starting at the Peru police station where the proceedings started. Jelani Day's family, along with the Reverend Jesse Jackson and his Rainbow Push Coalition, led this tour, and they started with a news conference outside the Peru police station where Carmen Bolden Day, Jelani's mother, and the coalition again made their case that they believe this was a botched investigation and the information that they have received from police has been sketchy and inconsistent. And the coalition says Carmen Bolden Day requested this trip to help bring some closure.
What did Carmen Bolden Day say about the autopsy report, which the LaSalle County coroner released yesterday, that said Jelani Day had drowned and that there were no signs of injury to his body?
Well, Carmen Bolden Day forcefully dismissed any suggestion that her son would have put himself in harm's way.
Jelani was an avid swimmer, and an avid swimmer doesn't drown himself. Jelani didn't have depression or mental issues. Those are indicative of someone that has suicidal thoughts. That's not what my son had.
Carmen Bolden Day says there is a narrative out there that her son must have hurt himself, and she says that that can't be true. She says the autopsy report was an insult to her and to her son. And the interesting thing is, she said this, the LaSalle County coroner, Rich Plonk, was standing maybe 10 feet away in this crowded media gaggle, and we asked him later why he came to the police station.
Well, that was to show support because the family, Carmen Day, asked me to attend, and I said I would, and to come here to show support for their cause. And like I said, I still agree we need to determine why he was, you know, found in the water.
And Plonk did stress that the autopsy report only indicates the cause of Jelani Day's death as drowning. It does not explain how he got in the water in the first place. And he says that is up to law enforcement to investigate. And Carmen Bolden Day also made an impassioned plea for help, calling for the Illinois Attorney General to get involved. Apparently, they have reached out to Kwame Raoul's office, and they say they have not heard back.
After so many different calls about for different agencies to investigate, whether it's the state police or the FBI or someone else, who do we know is investigating this case now?
And it's really not clear. We spoke to Bishop Tavis Grant with the Rainbow Push Coalition. He says the Reverend Jesse Jackson himself reached out to the U.S. Justice Department, the director of the FBI, also to Congressman Bobby Rush and Danny Davis's offices. He says they heard from the two congressmen this morning, in fact, but they have not received any commitment of resources in this case. Of course, that would have to be the law enforcement agencies to make that call. Grant says the group met today with Illinois State Police. He says police understand the tone and the tenor of the situation, but again, there's no commitment of resources that were laid out. So beyond that, it's not really clear. They've called for multiple agencies at multiple levels to get involved. Not clear if any of them will be involved in any tangible way. The coalition and Mrs. Day believe that more pressure needs to be applied to these agencies to get them involved.
A statement from the FBI in Chicago does now say that they cannot investigate this, that they can only support other agencies investigating. Now, that differs from another notable investigation nationwide, because in that case, Gabby Partito, that was a multi-state jurisdiction. In this case, it's only local jurisdiction. So where did they take you today?
Well, they went to several places. After the police station visit, we went in a caravan trip through La Salle, Peru, and they took us to the three places that they feel present evidence that doesn't entirely add up. The first is a stop a short distance from the Illinois River where Jelani Day's vehicle was found. It's about 50 yards off the road into a very heavily wooded area. Following that, we then went to an area where his clothes were found, which was several miles from that location. And at that point, they had indicated that that Jelani's body and his belongings, his wallet, lanyard, and other personal items were in other different places away from where his body was found and away from the car was found. And so they are saying that all of this does not add up. This is not something that would be within character of Jelani Day at all to, first of all, even be in this situation, to even be in this place, an hour from Bloomington Normal, which was his new college home. He just moved campus a week and a half before this, and so their indication was this is not something that he would have done on his own.
So what's next?
Well, Mrs. Day certainly wants to continue to apply pressure on police to get a more extensive investigation underway, but police have been very quiet.
And it seems like that will be the LaSalle County Sheriff's Department. They've led since Bloomington Police stepped back. Eric Stock, thank you very much for your work today. After a march and a rally in LaSalle, Peru, in honor of Jelani Day, the ISU graduate student who disappeared from campus and was later found in the Illinois River.